right, welcome back to this very exciting special edition of Truth Jihad Radio. We have on the line Richard Gage, who may have done as much or more to push 9/11 truth a few steps further toward changing the official record and the historical record of this past, this insane decade we've just gone through. He may have done more in this crucially important field than anybody else the last couple of years. He's out there working very, very hard, and now the organization has reached more than 1,000 architects and engineers. And Richard, tell us a little bit more about the event happening next weekend in San Francisco.
Yes, the major press conference is happening at 11 o'clock Pacific time, February 19th, Friday, and it will be live stream, so people can go to our website, ae911truth.org, tune in and hear the whole thing. It'll be 30 to 40 minutes long. We will have, in fact, David Ray Griffin providing his support, Stephen Jones, and other petition signers, and we'll be highlighting the evidence for the press there, and we're making quite a publicity effort to get the press there, as well as, of course, providing the live stream capability. So from all over the world, they will be able to cover it. We're excited to present all of the details. Okay. We'll be calling for a grand jury investigation of the lead individuals at NIST as well. We'll be suggesting that this evidence that we've compiled and we'll be highlighting will have a strong, will be likely to have a quite an impact on the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial. And we there's one other point. We will be announcing the latest in terms of the nanothermite discovery made in the dust. Of course, a very high-tech, sophisticated form of thermite, 1,000 times smaller than the human hair. These particles are made only in the most sophisticated Defense Department contracting laboratories, found in all the dust by this international team of scientists and documented in a peer-reviewed paper. So this is all very important information coming together. We will also be, on that day, the 19th, we will be submitting to every congressperson the petition with 1,000 names on it, along with the nanothermite paper. These will be PDFs, which we'll submit. So we're very excited to combine all of these activities in one day and get the support of our 14,000 supporters all across the country and the world, and have these concurrent press conferences.
Well, that sounds great. And for those of us who are on that list of your supporters, can we help in any way, for instance, by contacting our own congressional representatives and trying to call their attention to this?
Absolutely. Today, we will have out, probably tonight in the mail, by email, a specific set of actions. We're asking everybody to download the petition from our website and submit it directly with a personal note to your local congressman. That'll be very important. We're also asking everybody to call in and support us in contacting radio stations around the country. Certainly in your own community. And there is an interview request form on our website where people can download it and submit it to their local radio station, suggesting that this is quite a story. 1,000 architects and engineers, how long are you going to ignore us after all? And if they want to interview myself or a member of our team, they can then do that, and we would encourage them to do that. And they can also download and submit the petition directly to their congressman.
And it seems inconceivable to me that this material could be considered non-newsworthy. The fact that it's controversial in a sane society would simply make it more interesting. They could sell more ads by broadcasting it. But Richard, why is it so hard to get these media outlets to notice a story of this magnitude?
Well, obviously there are people who do not want this story to get out. The implications of 9/11, of the World Trade Center towers all three of them, including Building 7, being explosively demolished, for which we have incontrovertible evidence. The implications are enormous. It proves that since Al-Qaeda didn't have access to these very sophisticated materials or to the buildings, they are likely to not have to be involved. They were probably patsies. And so somebody else was involved. And a real investigation will, with subpoena power and testimony taken under and under with immunity, those kinds of powers that are given to these kinds of criminal investigations would reveal who may have been involved and so forth. I'll leave it to others to kind of speculate about those things. But I know we've had a heck of a time getting this story into mainstream media.
Have we ever? And there's another angle that we're working on, or various people are working on, especially my second guest, Jonathan Mark, who's on the line with us right now. And this involves the misprision of treason statutes that I mentioned in the introduction to the show. So let's welcome Jonathan Mark to Truth Jihad Radio. How are you, Jonathan?
Hi, Kevin. It's good hearing from you again. And Richard.
Hey, yeah, Mark. Great to have you on.
Hey, Jonathan, I'm sorry.
Well, there's no way of, the whole basis of what we're doing as a campaign is really based on the evidence and the work of Richard Gage and the other scientists, researchers. They've worked so well together, and that's how I got involved with both Richard and looking for other campaigns, because we know, we're starting to go beyond any doubt, the evidence of what really happened, and meanwhile, all of society goes in this other direction. So I'm very thankful that there's enough people working together trying to deal with this crisis that we're under, because, as you said, Kevin, it's been over 8 years, and it's down the rabbit hole, and either we all wake up or we will get beyond the point of return.
And so tell us a little more about the misprision of treason plan that's based on this federal law that says that anybody with knowledge of treason has to report it. Who are we going to be reporting this to? What exactly will we be reporting? And what can we expect to happen as a result of that?
Okay, first I have to give my disclaimer. speaking as an individual, I'm working with a group of 9/11 truth leaders in a teleconference, and just all haven't gotten to the point where we all agree yet, so I'm going to be sharing a lot of my ideas. I'm not sure if it's going to be implemented from the group, but it's a potential plan that's I'm being inspired by another activist, Don Masurlian, who has taken this misprision of treason based on irrefutable evidence and saying that anybody who's taken a sworn oath really has to respond to evidence of treason, or you can get up to 7 years and a fine. And so we're jumping on that. We want to try to do a type of campaign that's more universal and is supported by such groups as Architects and Engineers and Journal of 9/11 Studies, and because that was our motivation to work together with the whole 9/11 truth movement and try to get it so we can all agree on a plan and take it step by step. This will be way after the press conference that Richard Gage is having and the presentation of those petitions, and I just want to encourage everybody to, because I am, and I know you are too, Kevin, will take action in support of that momentous occasion, and what I'm planning for is maybe a release in early March, and if we have a group doing it, or if I'm putting it out. The idea is we're going to be putting up maybe about 3 drafts at 9/11 Blogger, probably within the week. And we're going to ask for people's comments and get feedback. And by the next TAF conference, which is on February 24th, the group is going to convene again and or by email and vote on which plan they wanted to adapt. So we're still in the process of getting maybe about 2 or 3 drafts. But the idea of it is to list a reason why what we're doing with the campaign, and I'm very much in favor of this misprision of treason, and I could read it to you if you want to hear what it really says, because it comes out of U.S. Code 18, Section 2382 of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, sure, go ahead and read that.
Of treason, it states, whoever owing allegiance to the United States and having knowledge of the commission of any treason against them concedes and does not, as soon as may be, disclose and make known the same to the President, to some judge of the United States, or to the governor of some judge, or to some judge or justice of a particular state, is guilty of misprision of treason and shall be fined under the title or imprisoned not more than 7 years or both. And so this is basically anybody that owes allegiance, which I think would be all citizens. And in our group, there's questions of treason. What's the definition of treason? Do we have a legal standing on that? And Sander has come up with a clear definition of treason, and we're getting more backing on it. But the idea is, wouldn't you define treason as someone, you know, trying to take down the USA Republic, and based on its constitution and standards, and that's if there is a cover up of 9/11, and they're sustaining a cover up of 9/11, then that is a crime against the United States Constitution and under the laws is treason. So we're hoping that we're going to get all these activists going to the local judges and presenting this with the points of evidence that we're working on now, that there's so much of it, so we're basically summarizing it, but trying to give the most strongest evidence, which will include this new information about the nanothermite.
And that's fascinating. Richard, are you at liberty to discuss this new nanothermite evidence, or do we have to wait till next week at the press conference?
We'll be waiting till next week.
Okay.
Let the suspense build.
Okay. Well,
but they already got so much good information, and with everything else, it's a what you call a dunk, you know, a slam dunk. Yeah.
And we're hoping to get a document, a PDF document that could be downloaded and printed out that people could use, summarizing the case for treason, that people could then take to their favorite judge or representative, or try and take to the president, I suppose. And this sounds like it would have some media potential. Local media does sometimes pick up on this sort of thing. It's colorful, certainly.
It's actually designed to respond to the division between the 9/11 truth movement and the peace movement, anti-war movement. There's been a great divide in that connection, even though both presidents have said that because of the events of September 11th, we've invaded Afghanistan, and Bush said that's why we invaded Iraq as well. And so they obviously used this as a pretense for war, this event of September 11th, with the evidence that exposes fraud and some inside doings, and the had to be a cover-up by these two administrations, and that's why we are strong enough to say treason as a way of getting it noticed. All we want is a transformation of this attack against science and civil rights and human rights. And so we're standing up, and this is why we're working on this, and we should have about three texts of these campaigns we'll be posting up, and we're encouraging people to go to 911blogger.com and get feedback and see why we can't unite with the peace movement and the anti-war movement, both finding a place where we can all agree on the basics of science and physical laws, as well as the many times the comments by Bush and Obama saying that 9/11 is the reason why we're doing this, and that's the only thing, by exposing the truth of that day, is the only way of reversing it and stopping it. And so we have to challenge the peace movement as well as the Joe on the street and citizens. So it would only get the media, I believe, if there is enough people responding to it. And so that's why I'm putting out feelers and I'm trying to get as many organizations involved with it as possible so we can kick it down the road a little bit, and then it'll get some momentum, hopefully.
Well, I would hope that if there's kind of a clear step-by-step procedure that explains, here's what you just go down to the local courthouse, talk to the information person, find out how to file a complaint or you know, who to deliver your papers to, and then you've got that PDF with the treason complaint. It would be a pretty straightforward thing for people to do. It's not, you know,
it's
not that
easy,
hard.
And we're going to ask people to also write their experiences to in a letter to the editor, and also send it. We'll have an address there that people can send them copies to, and so we can post them on the internet as well. To because it won't be any one way of doing it. I mean, I might go to my clerk's office of the courthouse and say, I have a petition to bring this to a judge, and I want it to be on record. And there has been people doing this, and there's been various ways. But I think each person, their own conscience and with respect, could do it in an effective way. And if it ever needed civil disobedience to present a misprision of treason, you have to look at the consequences of both actions. And I think this could be a campaign that could, you know, evolve. But I would say that it'll be a little creative. It really isn't much to present this to a judge, and the judge can take it. We're not. And then it's up to you if you want to keep asking the judge to respond to their sworn oaths to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. I support that type of engagement with those to offices of sworn oaths to defend us with this evidence in hand.
Well, I think it's a great idea. It's a way for people to keep the pressure on and make sure that this issue isn't going away, which it obviously isn't. And, you know, this latest story about two of the leading candidates for governor in Texas are both making these kind of tentative 9/11 truth statements, I thought was wonderful. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, Deborah Medina.
Yeah, it was extraordinary. And Glenn Beck jumped all over her about it, too.
And it got all kinds of media play nationwide as well as in Texas. And then this Democratic candidate, Farouk Shami, who's been putting on a pretty big major party campaign on the Democratic side, chimed in and agreed with her. He said, I'm not saying yes or no because I don't know the truth. We still don't know who killed John F. Kennedy. Will we ever find out the truth about 9/11? Oh, boy, it won't go away. We'll be back in a moment, folks. Kevin Barrett with Richard Gage and Jonathan Mark.